Meet the galaxy's newest bad boy in a fiction sci-fi audio series from Wonkybot Entertainment.
And what is your name, brave fool?
Adamus Waru.
He has a weapon, Mr. Momota.
Frog.
In a parallel futuristic universe, 18-year-old Adamus Waru can tap into the powers of the gods and become...
Summoning the power of... Tremendous Boy!
When his girlfriend is taken hostage by the galactic tyrant Lord Trykus of Barrington...
Tessa! Please! Don't hurt her!
Adamus is forced to search for 5 cosmic spheres that control the multiverse.
I'm not gonna let Trykus have an opportunity to screw me over.
Starring Linda Gray from television's Dallas.
If you should stop now, you will never again hold Tessa in your arms.
And Cameron Hernandez as Tremendous Boy.
All I've ever wanted was a family, to be loved, to feel included.
I'm sorry, Adamus. This is for the good of the multiverse.
Treacherous little snake!
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to Wonkybot Plus on Apple Podcasts. Stuart St. John's Tremendous Boy.
He's Dr. Epicopolis, the self-proclaimed genius of all evil.
That's right! I am a mastermind! There's nothing bigger than my brain!
What about your ego, Doc?
Shut up, you worthless wretch!
And he's the doctor's sidekick, the lovable loyal slog known as 1102.
That's benign.
Only because I gave you life!
And together they're starring in a brand new audio series called The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. The series where the mad scientist plots to take over the world.
But never quite succeeds.
Why, you...
Ready for our theme song, Doc?
Oh, of course! Hit it! There's only one thing you should know.
He's got a big ego.
You really ought to know.
He's one crazy amigo.
It's the Dr. Epicopolis Show.
And 1102, too.
The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows.
Superheroes are zeros.
Yeah, heard it all before.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to Wonkybot Plus on Apple Podcasts. And now... A new episode of Terra Tremendous.
I don't understand. You and my mother knew each other?
Yes, we knew each other. The year was 1994. We were 18 years old when we first met. As science students at San Francisco University... She was a brilliant young mind, the renowned daughter of millionaire industrialist Titus DuPont. I was the genius son of a failed actress who had run away with a second-rate superhero. If not for my scholarship, I would never have been able to afford to attend the university. And I never would have met Charlotte.
And given how late intelligent life evolved on this planet, the chances of similar developments on other planets is nearly impossible.
I disagree, Professor.
You wouldn't be the first, Miss...
Charlotte DuPont.
Ah, Miss DuPont, yes. the 18-year-old daughter of the San Francisco DuPonts. I've seen your school transcripts. You're an exceptional intellect and promising young scientist, which is why it's regrettable to hear you challenge basic logic.
Logic? You mean hypothesized conclusions.
I guess I'll have to add you to the list of former students who chose to foolishly believe in the existence of extraterrestrial life instead of following the science.
With all due respect, Professor Wagner, just because something is improbable doesn't mean it's impossible.
A recent study from the University of Oxford states, and I quote, it took approximately 4.5 billion years for a series of evolutionary transitions to result in intelligent life on Earth. This, in turn, suggests that intelligent life is likely exceptionally rare.
But there are over 500 billion stars out there. Surely you don't think that this is it? A single planet with 7 billion people?
I'm afraid you are in the minority, Miss DuPont.
I agree with her.
Who?
Ezekiel Epicopoulos.
Epicopoulos? Ah, yes, the young man here on a financial scholarship.
I agree with Miss DuPont. You are the foolish one not to believe.
That's quite enough, Mr. Epicopoulos.
I thought the point of a classroom was to teach students how to think, not what to think.
Sit down, Mr. Epicopoulos.
Don't try to silence me. I'm conducting private experiments that one day will prove the existence of extraterrestrials.
There you have it, students. A future mad scientist on full display. Class dismissed.
Ridiculous. What an idiot. What an idiot.
Thank you for standing up for me the way you did.
I'm sorry you had to be subjected to such a blubbering, narrow-minded old fool. And I mean what I said. One day I will make the most important discovery in the history of humanity when I make contact with ETs.
I believe you just might. There's never a crowd on the leading edge, is there?
No, there's most decidedly not. Was that funny?
It's just the way you phrase things. It's different. Sweet.
Ezekiel Epicopoulos, by the way.
Charlotte DuPont.
Charlotte, would you care to have coffee with me sometime?
Oh, I don't think so. You know what? Yes. Yes, I would love to.
And that's how it all began. My memories stirring. So to see her years later, in Peru, I was instantly reminded of how much I had missed her.
This way to the tent.
I must say I'm surprised.
That I recommended you?
Well, that and to find you here. I heard you had disappeared to the Antarctic.
If by disappeared you mean I'm based at the Concordia, yes.
Wasting your considerable talents on a giant ice plateau.
Contributing valuable insights by studying the effects of extreme conditions on astronauts for NASA.
NASA? Where scientists with no gumption go and become part of a nameless collective think tank and never receive credit for any of their work.
It's always about the credit with you.
Oh, the money doesn't hurt either.
Sometimes it's about the work. Ezekiel, and the people you share ideas with.
I thought that's what we were doing back then.
You can put your bag in the tent there.
Oh, thank you.
I read your paper on quantum realities. It was brilliant.
No one understood it.
Did you expect they would?
There's never a crowd on the leading edge. I remember you saying that to me in class the first day we met.
Astrobiology, Professor Wagner. That all seems like such a long time ago.
Charlotte, why did you run away from me all those years ago?
Wait. You say that as though...
Yes. We were in love.
Meet the galaxy's newest bad boy in a fiction sci-fi audio series from Wonkybot Entertainment.
And what is your name, brave fool?
Adamus Waru.
He has a weapon, Mr. Momota.
Frog.
In a parallel futuristic universe, 18-year-old Adamus Waru can tap into the powers of the gods and become...
Summoning the power of... Tremendous Boy!
When his girlfriend is taken hostage by the galactic tyrant Lord Trigus of Barrington...
Tessa! Please! Don't hurt her!
Adamus is forced to search for 5 cosmic spheres that control the multiverse.
I'm not gonna let Drykus have an opportunity to screw me over.
Starring Linda Gray from television's Dallas.
If you should stop now, you will never again hold Tessa in your arms.
And Cameron Hernandez as Tremendous Boy.
All I've ever wanted was a family, to be loved, to feel included.
I'm sorry, Adamus. This is for the good of the multiverse.
Treacherous little snake!
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to Wonkybot Plus on Apple Podcasts. Stuart St. John's Tremendous Boy. He's Dr. Epicopolis, the self-proclaimed genius of all evil.
That's right! I am a mastermind! There's nothing bigger than my brain!
What about your ego, Doc?
Shut up, you worthless wretch!
And he's the doctor's sidekick, the lovable loyal slog known as 1102.
That's me name.
Only because I gave you life!
And together they're starring in a brand new audio series called The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. The series where the mad scientist plots to take over the world.
But never quite succeeds.
Why, you...
Ready for our theme song, Doc?
Oh, of course. Hit it. There's only one thing you should know.
He's got a big ego.
You really ought to know.
He's one crazy amigo.
It's the Dr. Epicopolis Show.
And 1102, too.
The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows.
Superheroes are zeros.
Yeah, heard it all before.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to Wonkybot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna rock the whole island with these powers.
Sorry, Terra Tulpa, but I can't let you do that. Earth elements, surround her!
Controlling the dirt to form a cocoon around me? Nice move, Chloe.
I'm sorry, Terra Tulpa. I just need to hold you there until I can find Priscilla.
You really think this flimsy mud hut is gonna hold me, Chloe? Come on, I've got powers for everything, remember? Summoning the power of Savage Knight! Now I've got a killer costume and a sword with an electrokinetic blade. To break through the mud with ease.
Ah! Terra! You just splattered it all over me!
Aww, a little mud bath never hurt anyone. The super rich pay big bucks for that in San Francisco.
Terra Tulpa, please, stop!
Stop! I'm just getting started. In fact, let's see what other fun I can have back at campus. Catch me if you can!
Terra, come back here! I really do not need this.
Mr. Barrington. Mr. Barrington. Mr. Barrington.
Yes, Mr. Sinclair. What is it? Oh, Mrs. Biddle's back.
Good evening, Mr. Barrington. Cute jammies.
Well, I wasn't expecting you. But now that Mr. Sinclair has ambushed me...
Ambushed you? Mrs. Biddlesberg has a request, sir.
I should like access to Radcliffe Chamber.
What?
I understand you're the only one with a key.
I'm sorry, but Radcliffe Chamber? That's completely off limits.
Need I remind you that I am here at the request of the High Council of Extraordinaires? Nothing is off-limits to me during my investigation.
Mrs. Biddlesback, please.
I want access, and I want it tonight, Mr. Barrington.
Chop, chop, Mr. Barrington. Mrs. Biddlespeck is a woman who gets what she wants.
Tara! Tara, that's enough!
Don't be such a party pooper, Chloe.
You've left me no other choice. I'm diving in. Grabbing you.
Hey, let go of me.
Sorry, this might hurt a little. Calling the element of lightning. Let me go. Here it comes. Ah! Ooh, that was a serious blast. Oh no, she's unconscious, falling to earth. Calling the ocean water. Rise up to catch her. Yes, Potter. Element of water, release her to the beach. Tara. Oh my God, are you okay? I didn't mean for the lightning to hit you so hard. You're laughing?
You are so dramatic. Tara! Tara! Lighten up, Chloe. We're just having a little fun.
It's not fun for me, which is exactly what Priscilla was counting on.
And look at me, soaking wet thanks to you.
Sorry.
Aw, don't be, Chloe. I love playing games. Ready for another round?
No.
Here we go!
Tara!
Summoning the power.
No, I can't see you.
Because I'm invisible? Hello? Good luck catching me now. See you back at campus.
Campus? Tara! Priscilla, I swear you're gonna pay for this. Tara!
You and my mother?
That's right. You chose to enter my mind against my will, and now you know we were in love.
That's a lie. She never would have loved a monster like you.
How would you know? She died when you were a baby. You never even knew her.
I want to see more. I need to know what happened.
Terra Tremendous. Created, written, and directed by Stuart St. John. Sound design by Michael Plahuta. Original score and theme song by Stuart St. John and Michael Plahuta. Produced by Stuart St. John, Michael Plahuta, and Todd Fisher. Production coordinator, Jonathan Chase. Casting by WonkyBot Studios. Based on characters in the Tremendous universe created by Stuart St. John. Terra Tremendous is a WonkyBot original series produced by WonkyBot Studios. For more information, visit wonkybot.com.
Meet the galaxy's newest bad boy in a fiction sci-fi audio series from WonkyBot Entertainment.
And what is your name? Fool.
Adamus Waru.
He has a weapon, Mr. Momota.
Krog.
In a parallel futuristic universe, 18-year-old Adamus Waru can tap into the powers of the gods and become...
Summoning the power of... Tremendous Boy!
When his girlfriend is taken hostage by the galactic tyrant Lord Trikus of Barrington...
Tessa, please, don't hurt her.
Adamus is forced to search for 5 cosmic spheres that control the multiverse.
I'm not gonna let Drykus have an opportunity to screw me over.
Starring Linda Gray from television's Dallas.
If you should stop now, you will never again hold Tessa in your arms.
And Cameron Hernandez as Tremendous Boy.
All I've ever wanted was a family, to be loved, to feel included.
I'm sorry, Adamus. This is for the good of the multiverse.
Treacherous little snake!
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts. Stuart St. John's Tremendous Boy.
He's Dr. Epicopolis, the self-proclaimed genius of all evil.
That's right! I am a mastermind! There's nothing bigger than my brain!
What about your ego, Doc?
Shut up, you worthless wretch!
And he's the doctor's sidekick, the lovable loyal slog known as 1102.
That's me name.
Only because I gave you life!
And together they're starring in a brand new audio series called The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. The series where the mad scientist plots to take over the world.
But never quite succeeds.
Why, you...
Ready for our theme song, Doc?
Of course. Hit it. There's only one thing you should know.
He's got a big ego.
You really ought to know.
He's one crazy amigo.
It's the Dr. Epicopolis Show.
And 1102, too.
The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows.
Superheroes are zeros.
Yeah, heard it all before.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.